What is this? The regular?
Hennessy.
Very fine.
Welcome to Curiosity Public. My name's Dutch.
My name is Jules.
Dallas.
And welcome to yet another episode of our ultimate spirits competition. Our quest to review every sipping spirit on the face of the planet is subjected to our 100-point scoring system. Now, if you're new to Curiosity Public, you might want to hit the subscribe button down below. Because we got reviews of things. We got reviews of cognac. We got reviews of bourbon. We got reviews of whiskey.
Tequila.
We got reviews of tequila. We got reviews of rum. We review everything, man.
So we also test bottle strength.
And we test bottle strength. I got a bottle here. Surprised us all as it survived the drop off a two-story building. You can check that video out too. But anyway, in this episode, we're reviewing cognac. And we got our cognac glasses. And we got Hennessy.
Dun 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 dun.
Do you know what Hennessy?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think you're gonna have to stop that.
Yeah, we're gonna get a copyright strike, Jules. Come on. Do you guys know what Hennessy
ba,
means?
Ba, ba, ba.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
I have no idea. I think it's a name. And in fact it is a name.
Hashtag Heme Team.
And we Team Heme, by the way.
Team Heme.
Go backwards. Hennessy XO is on our leaderboard. It is one of our top scoring spirits ever. But we have not reviewed the regular Hennessy, possibly one of the best-selling cognacs in the world, right?
That is correct.
And partner of the NBA.
And partner of the NBA.
Right, it is the official drink of the NBA.
This is basically what you should drink before you play basketball.
That's correct.
That's been established by science. So,
contracts.
Jewel?
Jewel, can you keep singing the song while Dylan gives us some background on this?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. Who wrote that?
John Tesh.
That's correct.
Obviously.
John Tesh.
Come on.
All right. So this is a French cognac distiller, headquarters located in?
France.
What city?
New York.
No.
Paris.
Paris.
It's in Cognac, France.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it Cognac, has to come France. Out from there, or else it has to be called.
But the brandy. Headquarters of the company doesn't have to be there.
Well, it has to come from there. If it's not, you have to call it a brandy. They sell
a brandy?
A brandy.
They sell about 50 million bottles a year worldwide.
Dang!
It is the largest cognac producer. They supply more than 40%, 40% of the world's cognac.
That's less than half.
It is incredible. Now,
you know how zoomed in that's going to be?
I got to say, I mean, as a 75-year-old, I really cannot relate to the young people. I hear, I think from one of our friends here, I think Sherilyn told us that...
Heme Team.
Yeah, that...
Team Heme.
Young folks call this Heme.
Heme.
Or Henny.
Like, it's always, like, they call it Heme. They're like, Heme Team.
Hemi.
Hemi? Okay.
Hemi. Spelled like hemoglobin.
Heme. Yeah, so, you know, I guess it is still popular?
I guess so.
People? I don't know.
Well, guys, let's get tasting. We have our cognac glasses in which we can properly warm the vessel with our hot hands and drink some hot ham water.
Fantastic.
And determine how this will score on our scoring system, guys. Let's get to it. I spilled so much cognac on my card.
On my palm.
Look at that.
You should lick that.
I'm not. That's your answer for everything. Price point on this is like $20 to $30, right?
No. It's $40.
$40. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, guys. We've had a chance to score this. We're going to now present you with our initial scores before we've had a chance to discuss it with each other. But first, Jules is going to tell you in less than 15 seconds our scoring system.
We do have a 100-point grading system across 10 categories. And mostly our 10 points per category. They include aroma, flavor, body complexity, balance, finish, uniqueness, drinkability, aesthetics, and value. However, for flavor, we give that 20 points. And the aesthetics value, we get 5 points each. You can medal in our competition. If you score 16 above, you got a bronze, silver, gold, diamond.
Micro Machines.
You're right at 16 seconds. You got to just shave a second off there.
Can I just say, I do like the Lakers purple background behind us. Go Lakers!
All right, guys, let's reveal our initial scores before we've talked about it, before any of that, because it could change, you know, as we go through our discussion. Sure. Our scores often change, sometimes significantly. So you're going to have to stick till the end to see our final score for this bottle. But my initial score, guys, 73.
69.
I give it a 79.
Okay, so we have a spread, but yeah, it's not the craziest spread I've seen. Mm-hmm. Let's kick our discussion off with the aroma. I thought it was a clear, distinct, fruity aroma. I got apple, grape, sugar, 8.
I give it an 8.
Excellent.
Wow, I give it a 5. It was pleasant.
I'm calling you out on that.
But then that's,
yeah, I'm calling you out on that.
No.
I'm calling BS on that.
Guys, smell this.
There's no way you're going to be able to try the other ones.
This is delicious.
I don't care if it's Courvoisier. I don't care if it's pleasant.
It's not the...
At this price point...
Five is average. 6 should be pleasant, at least.
No, 5 is average.
You said it's pleasant.
Yeah, it's pleasant.
Average is pleasant. That's 6 or 7, at least.
I am the market correction.
5 is equivocal.
I'm the market correction on this panel because, guys, you guys are really reaching if you think this...
No!
How many abundant nose flavors out of this? No. No.
Don't.
Not on the nose.
Yeah,
What are we going to do with this guy?
What did I get? You know,
doesn't matter. How are we going to get him to go up a point?
Really interesting how we move from kind of the dark fruit aromas, the rich, jammy aromas in the exo category. This is definitely lacking in that regard, but...
Thank you.
Relative to some of the other offering at the VS level, I think you can definitely pick out the grape, the jam, the fruits, the dates, the raisins. I think you get a hint of the peach. I think what's lacking is you don't get any of the bright fruits. You don't get any of the summer fruits.
Yep. Turned down.
You definitely get what you want to get in terms of the flavor profile. It's not... as punchy, but you can tease it.
Okay, but should we talk a little bit about
exactly.
this?
You got to work at it. That means it's average. It's not in your face.
Should we talk
it's
a little bit about itself. This, it's guys? It's hiding. Costco XO. Yeah. Kirkland XO.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? For our members only. Again,
members only.
If you guys want to become a member, that join button.
Because we compare this. We have a taste off.
We're going to do a taste off at the end of this episode. We're going to compare these side by side.
I mean, the EXO should technically blow this out of the water.
It should.
Right?
But around the same price, right?
No.
I mean, the EXO.
This is way more expensive. That's like $75-$80.
$65-$70.
Really? This is $40.
Okay, but it's still worth a comparison. Very readily available.
The idea is.
How much is $20 worth?
Yeah.
We're going to find that out. Let's move on to flavor, guys. I think there's a lot of flavor here, but it's a little one-dimensional. I ended up at a 15.
16.
Mm. I gave it an 18 initially, but I can be convinced of going down.
This? Are you kidding me?
Here's the reason why. I think as a base entry cognac, it basically set the bar.
The bar is set 10 to 15.
I think it's because you guys are snobs. Yeah. And I think you don't drink anything other than, let's say, XO in each line.
That's
why you don't, you know, hang out with the proletariat.
I hang out with Team Heme.
Yeah. And I think there's a reason why this is so popular. I think you get the flavors. I think you get the bright, not as dark, but you do get all of the fruits. You get the grape. You get the raisin. You get the peach. You get the dried apricots. I mean, you get those flavors. Is it as rich as XO? No. Is it intense?
Would you admit though that it's all fruit? You're only getting fruit flavors on the palate.
But this is cognac.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. To get above a 15, I want something else. I want some spice. I want something else. a little bit of something else. I want different depths of flavor on the fruits. It's all the same.
That's where I agree with you, because I think where it's where I strike points off away from it is strike because it's points. Yeah, like whatever struck points,
removed points,
removed, detracted. Is I say it's presentation.
No, listen, listen. I think what you're doing is you're basing your points on bourbon rather than cognac.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I think you're tainting the scores.
All right, guys, well, let's move on to
body. I am body. The market correction on this panel.
Body should be easy, because this is just how it hits your palate. I enjoyed it. It wasn't quite as, you know, rich and mouth-coating as I would have liked. I give it a 7.
I gave it a 6.
I gave it an 8. It's good for this entry level.
Yeah, it's a 7 good.
It's a 6 good.
Man, this is above a 7.
Look, if it's setting the bar, it's not above.
You know,
the bar.
You know what the difference is. It's interesting because the VS. Yeah, I can't. Normally you're not sipping VS.
It sets the bar. It's not above the bar.
Yeah, you're not sipping the VS though. Okay, you're setting the bar in terms of quality. You're usually not sipping VS. You tend to mix it, but boy, you could really enjoy this. You could enjoy this
if you're doing.
And yeah. You're mixing this.
Okay, guys, complexity. Flavors, again, like I said with the flavor category, a little one note, I ended up at a 7.
I gave it a 7. This is where I think is where it lacks. This is the Achilles heel.
You guys are so generous because you give a one note to 7. This is one note and it's a 6.
It is not one note.
You just said it's one note.
It's all fruit, but there's many notes within that fruit.
Oh, my God. Whatever. One chord.
All right, guys.
You're insulting the entire NBA.
Yeah,
not
you are.
Because this is the official gram of the NBA.
Again, if this was Dylan's world, everything would be
diamond. Okay, let's move on to balance. Guys, I might annoy you for this, but I think for the flavors that are presented, I thought the balance was very good. 8.
I gave it an 8.
I give it a 6.
I give it an 8.
What's mismatched? Of what's presented. Of what's presented, of what's mismatched.
All the sugars that are mismatched in
the
this?
The fruits are all equal. They're easy to pick out.
No, they are not.
You get the wine grape. You get the skin.
Yes.
No. You get the apple. And you know what's interesting is that, I would agree. It's not a bigger spectrum that you would normally get in an XO.
And even then, with a spread of 2 flavors... Come on.
Yeah, and you could be completely unbalanced.
It's not even 50-50. That's my point. The spread of those 2 flavors.
I disagree completely.
No, I disagree.
Okay, guys, let's move on to finish. Finish is short. I give it a 6.
It's 6.
Pleasant, but very short, a 6.
Okay. So I agree. Hey. Guys, we agree.
Finally, you guys are coming down to the market.
This is why it's cheaper. This is why it's cheaper.
Man of the people.
A pinky ring.
This is why it's cheaper.
All right, guys, uniqueness. I was factoring in the bottle and the availability and the price a little bit with this. I ended up at an 8.
I give it a 7 for those remarks.
I give it a 9. I give it a 9. I think people think that this is... I think they take it for granted. Agreed. I think it's because it's...
ubiquitous.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
They think that this is something that, you know, shouldn't be appreciated. I think you need to appreciate it.
I think the bottle looks great, personally.
I don't think they...
I really think this bottle looks great.
It's a good brandy. It's a good brandy.
Yeah.
Great looking.
In fact, they led the way.
They did.
Okay? You have to respect...
Meaning they set the bar. They're not above the bar.
No.
Everybody's a diamond.
No, that's not how it works.
In Dylan's world.
That's not how it works.
Okay, moving on to drinkability, 8.
Surprisingly, an 8.
Actually, I give it a 9.
It's very drinkable.
It's very drinkable. You guys are crazy with all the high remarks you're giving it. You're not going to keep drinking this?
Now Jules gets animated.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason is...
It's drinkable.
I would still...
You just said you're going to keep drinking it. You're going to drink it even without mixing it. And then what more when you add components to it?
The 9 and the 10 goes to the XO.
This is logic right here.
You can't use that word. It's culturally insensitive.
Jeez.
Moving on. I don't even know where our aesthetics. Aesthetics, guys. I like, but I don't love the bottle. I give it a 3.
I gave it a 3.
I give it a 4. Because it stands out. Look at this long neck.
It's like a long thing.
You know, and... It stands out, dude. You're always going to be able to call this out on a bar, like at a club, You know, at the bar in the NBA basketball like stadium.
Bar.
In a bar. Everyone knows the Hennessy brand, man.
You guys
it's so noticeable.
It's a three. It's a three.
This is frustrating.
Aesthetics look, four. It's got the nice medallion on there.
The Louis, the Exos, the, you know, limited releases.
You guys just said even it's the at the bar. Here's the bar.
You say,
look at this design.
Think about all of the cognac and brandy bottles that are out there that are really, really unique.
You can this pick this out not, even in, if it's
this
silhouette.
This is not at the next
You'll pick
tier.
This out.
This is right at three.
Silhouetted.
This is right at three.
Three.
Four.
Three.
All right, guys. Value at $40-ish. Solid three for me.
I give it a four.
And I'm happy to explain why, but go ahead first.
I don't really care.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay. So the reason why it's a value at a four is because it was an illumination. Right? There was an illumination.
You're part of the Illuminati.
I will be honest with you. I also kind of forgot about this, and I haven't touched this in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
I realized that, you know what? If you tried the rest, now try the best in this level. And I think this actually is the one to grab. You know, we tried the kind of the knockoffs. We've tried the different brandy outside of cognac. It's at this level. It's just, I mean, I guess you can make some arguments at the XO level, which one's better, which one's not. I think I have to give credit.
To quote one of my favorite sports talk personalities out there, I am the honesty broker on this panel. The reason this is like a high value, 4 out of 5, is because the people have told me so. This is the number one selling cognac brandy out there. It's a partner of the NBA. That's exactly why it deserves to be a 4 out of 5.
That doesn't necessarily mean
that's
that
enough.
It is,
that's all I need to say.
Bargain.
The people are telling you.
You guys
what
gave it the same score. Like. I don't care.
No, we didn't. Oh, we did. Oh, we did.
I'm trying to convince him, not you.
Oh, okay.
All right, great job, guys. Nothing's accomplished there. Let's get our final score for Hennessy. My final score, still a 73.
69.
I will defend the 79.
Which gives us our final official Curiosity Public score for Hennessy vs. Very Special Cognac. A very impressive silver at 73.
Wow.
Wow. Well done, Hennessy.
Impressive.
I'm okay with that score.
That's exactly what I scored it.
The thing is,
you are the balance.
I can't wait until we try all of the generics. I can't wait for you to try the average Douce, the Courvoisier.
Martel.
I want you to try those brandies at this level, the VS. We're going to do a blind. We're going to do blind this thing.
Do you guys know what we scored the Kirkland?
No. What did we score the Kirkland?
The Kirkland. We scored 58.
What?
So this better be markedly better.
Damn.
Yeah.
When we get into our head-to-head, which we're going to do in a second, guys. But thank you guys for watching. Jules, take us out of this episode.
Tell us what you guys think in the comments below. Give us a thumbs up if you like this episode, or hit that thumbs down. Let us know what you think. Honestly, seriously, we want to know. Hit that subscribe button for more videos from Curiosity Public. Hit that bell icon so you get notified whenever we upload new videos. If you want to help the channel out, please consider joining Curiosity Private, which is the membership program here on YouTube. You can also help us out by buying t-shirts. We do have a link in the description down below. You can pick up a bourbon one, like what Dylan is wearing. We also have a podcast and all the major podcast platforms out there. As always, stay safe, stay healthy.
Stay curious.